Good evening, everyone. Wonderful to see you all. My name is Mike. I have the privilege of being able to introduce this group, this cantata, singing tonight. One of the things I've realized, having watched this come together for many, many months, is that we have a number of musicians and wonderful singers in our midst, and we don't give us enough opportunity to use those voices and to use our talents. So tonight, hoping you're going to see some youth as well involved with some of this singing and also some of this playing. I've been very impressed. And then we also have some, you know, still youthful but still more experienced musicians and players as well. And it all came together. We call it a cantata because, as I had to look it up, because we use a word cantata, which is a combination of singing and putting together a series of songs for a purpose. And this cantata is, as you can see on the wall, is following some of the themes within the book of the Bible called James. So what's going to happen? I'm going to sit down shortly. I'm going to say a brief prayer, and then the group's going to come forward, and they're going to do their pieces for you. And this is going to run consecutively, so even though it stops, we don't want any applaud or anything in between, or even at the end. They just want to be able to have you experience the music and hear the readings that will come, and then just enjoy the evening. And all of this is another way of being able to give praise to our God in heaven. So that's the idea tonight. No, they didn't want any particular applause or anything, so you can just please sit back and enjoy the evening. And then afterwards, after they're done, I'll just come up briefly again, and we'll give thanks for some refreshments. And then in the room over to my left, there will be a cafe. And what we've done is there's a group of young people here. You'll see them singing tonight as well. We call them our youth group. They get to participate and host a youth conference up in Shawnigan, up in April. And that conference costs a fair bit of money, and so they are also doing a bit of a fundraiser tonight in the back, so it's for coffee and treats. Again, don't feel you have to. It's only for those who want to and are willing. We have a little donation box to help them with offsetting some of their costs. So that's all the things I wanted to say.
Our first song is taken from Nehemiah, chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. After the walls of Jerusalem were rebuilt, the people gathered to hear God's word and respond. The Levites led them in a prayer recounting their history that began with the words, "Stand up and praise the Lord your God, who is from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, and may it be exalted above all blessing and praise. You alone are the Lord."
Let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker.
After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne and their faces and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. The Apostle James writes words of encouragement on the subject of self-control in verse 19 of chapter 1 of his letter, where he says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath."
James 1 verse 27 says, "Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world."
Thank you. in James, it talks about how unruly the tongue is. James 3, verses 8 to 10 says, "But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so." So instead of being quick to speak, let us choose the path which will help us lead to light, being quick to listen. In James, we read again, "But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace."
James tells us something completely different from the world we live in. We're taught to promote ourselves, defend ourselves, and lift ourselves up. But James 4 and 10 says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you." Humility isn't weakness, it's trust. And when we lower ourselves before God, we're saying, "God is in charge, not me." The Apostle Peter says in his epistle this same thing, even more emphatically. He says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you." And in his time and in his way, God lifts up and exalts those who place themselves completely in his hands.
We hope. And we hope for God's kingdom on this earth. And each day that passes is each day closer we are to that day. And as we reflect on who we should be, James again instructs us. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. And he also talks about the testing of our faith when he says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds." And he reminds us that as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. And so may that day come closer.
The last song we have here is entitled "Draw Near." Been mentioned a few times already this evening, but it comes from James chapter 4, verse 8. And this statement encapsulates really a core theme of the gospel that starts in Genesis and goes right through to Revelation. And that is the desire of God for people to draw near to him. We are exhorted not to fear or be anxious, because whatever our challenges are, God is there to see us through. Draw near to him, and he will to you.